right, here we go. So yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ had its fourth losing day, and the NASDAQ is on its longest weekly losing streak since, what, 2022? So it's been a crazy week, and the question is, what will happen from here? Will markets rebound this week? Will they rebound today? What's in focus? And with that said, welcome to our show, Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And today is Thursday, April 18th. I'm, as you can see, in the new studio. So yes, I moved in late last night. So still looking a little bit rough, still playing around with the lighting and the sound. But I think we are doing good. Anyhow, in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Mark, thanks so much for holding down the fort the last couple of days.
Of course.
What did I miss?
Not much. Just markets having a tough time trying to figure out what comes next.
What comes next? And I looked at the S&P below the 50-day moving average. The Dow below the 50-day moving average. The NASDAQ below the 50-day moving average. So, time to panic.
Well, it's been a decent slide, but we talked about it today with our mastermind group, and looking at the highest close that we've had to where we're at right now, 4%. I think that really puts it into perspective, right? Sometimes it feels nasty when you've had the market just go up, 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 and up. But I mean, this is a normal, healthy pullback.
Right. So, a 4 or 5% pullback, that's not a big deal. I mean, 10%, that would be a correction. And we see that we have right now the 5,000 level here, holding as support in the S&P 500. Gosh darn it, I forgot to charge my iPad, so I cannot draw anything on my chart. It's kind of weird. I almost want to take the pen and draw on my monitor, and it doesn't work this way. So it's just interesting. Yeah, but anyhow, interesting markets right now moving a little bit higher, but overall there's just a lot of uncertainty in the markets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're getting into earnings season now, and next week's going to be big on earnings, but then we also have the inflation concerns, and I see you bringing up the economic calendar. I mean, today there really wasn't a whole lot moving the market. But next week, we have some more inflation data.
Next week, for sure. The big one will be on Friday, the core PCE price index. That is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. And this is where we'll know more about, okay, is inflation getting under control or is it out of control? And this will then determine what the Fed will do with rates. Talking about rates, I mean, higher for longer. Look at this. The probabilities of a rate cut now moved to September.
I think that that's fair based on what we've seen recently data-wise. We know that the Fed always says they're data dependent and looking to make adjustments as needed. And the recent data shows that maybe the Fed doesn't need to be in a hurry to cut rates.
Yeah, especially with the economy still being strong. And right now, everything kind of hinges on earnings season and what's happening here. Now, we do hear that a few companies start laying people off. I mean, Tesla, 10% of their workforce. Also heard that Google laying off a few people. But then this morning, a mastermind member pointed out it's 18 people. It's just interesting. It made the news this morning. And so this is where right now everybody wants to know, okay, how are companies doing? What do they see in the economy? What do they see in terms of demand? And this week, earnings season is picking up a little bit, but next week will be really the big one.
Exactly. And I look at all those big names.
Yeah, next week, PepsiCo, Visa. I mean, this is where we have Meta, IBM, Boeing, Microsoft. Do we also have Google? No, Google is, I think, the week after. Caterpillar, no, there's Google, Alphabet on here. So yeah, next week is the big one. But again, I mean, this week, we do have home builders. So we had, before the open, Netflix after the bell today. Tomorrow, American Express. I think this will be interesting because American Express will probably tell us a little bit more about possibly credit delinquencies will tell us more about consumer spending, especially on credit cards, and if the higher interest rates are actually slowing down consumer spending. So this will be an interesting, definitely to watch out for tomorrow.
I agree. So, and you know, just whether or not the trader see a buying opportunity after this slide, we're looking to finish the week lower. And it will be interesting to see what traders want to do heading into the weekend, because the NASDAQ down almost 3% for the week and the S&P down about 1%. So, you know, is this a buying opportunity, or are there some concerns going into the weekend?
Yeah. And I mean, talking about concerns, crude oil continue its slide today. I mean, this is where crude oil over the past few weeks was just moving higher and higher. Levels that we haven't seen since October last year. And this was mainly based on concerns of what's happening in the Middle East between Israel and Iran. It seems that right now, kind of we have always talked about it, buy the rumor, sell the facts. Yesterday, crude oil was sliding more than 3%. Today, another 1%. So that's kind of good for inflation. I mean, obviously, this two-day slide doesn't do anything. What will impact inflation is what we have seen, crude oil rising. Because, I mean, higher energy costs mean what? Higher travel cost. Airlines are doing worse, even though United Airlines yesterday up 17%. I mean, energy production or production in general is getting more expensive. And of course, we're feeling it at the pump.
Exactly. I think that this is a good thing. And overall, will be a positive for the market. Because with crude oil, you have different scenarios. And if crude oil is down because of economic activity slowing, right, that's a bad thing. If we find out that the consumption or demand is low because people are not traveling and just economic activity is falling flat, that's not a good thing. But then we know that crude oil can rise with more demand, and also with geopolitical tensions is what everybody labels conflict. And that seems to be the case here. And then a little bit of a, you know, air getting let out of the balloon that was filling up on the way up.
Yeah. So, I mean, but also interesting, yields are up again this morning. So, I mean, the 10-year yield, I mean, almost at 4.7 this morning, again, above 4.63. The two-year yield now trading almost at 5, I mean, at 4.982. I mean, this is where we are staying at the elevated levels, and this is what how basically this higher for longer is translating into the markets. Now, higher yields usually should push stocks down. But even this morning, I mean, look at the five-minute chart of the S&P. Stocks are up, the S&P up 0.5% this morning.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where if yields can stabilize and pull back, I think that the markets could get a real, you know, nice push higher. You're right that we typically see the inverse reaction there. But I mean, just the discussion of a rate cut being on the table, I think is going to have a huge impact on yields. Because if you look at the spike, if you go back to the 10-year yield and you look at what happened October to December, there was a huge, huge pullback in that 10-year yield. And that was all on a rate cut discussion, right? People starting to think, well, maybe it's going to be March in 2024. Is it going to be March or May or June? Now we've pushed it out to September. But just the idea that, okay, the Fed is ready to cut and the economy's going strong, I think that could have a big impact on yields. But so far, it's yet to be seen.
Yeah. But I mean, overall, it also has an impact, it seems, on cryptocurrencies. I mean, we're back now, but yesterday we dipped below 60,000 in Bitcoin, a level that we haven't seen since March. Because we have been moving higher, have been attacking the 70,000 level, 72,000 level. Nice bounce back today, 4.5% up in Bitcoin. But quite interesting to see that there's also a little bit of a pullback here in the cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, and this is where it's definitely an interesting market, because you could make a case for, you know, the benefit of crypto, and, you know, people believe that it serves, you know, different purposes. But we've also seen that crypto can move with kind of a risk on, risk off type market environment. And then, you know, I think that this year we just saw an explosion to the upside for a few reasons. One of them just being the new spot ETFs that have become available. So now it's, you know, are we looking at profit taking? There's also that halving event and everything. I think that this is a nice day today, but the pullback is to be expected too.
Yeah. I mean, especially after this run up, where are we year over year? I mean, look at this year over year. It is 110%. So basically has doubled within a year, even today, year to date, still up 51%. So that's pretty big. Anyhow.
Yep.
Take a look at our position, see what's happening here. And let's first talk about the wheel positions. And I mean, Apple will be an interesting one. So Apple, we sold the 167.50. And after we have been trading Apple at this level and then at 170 level, we decided to take a trade at 167.50. So selling put options and right now trading at 168.19. So we will see. We might or might not get a sign. Everything is on the table right now with this one.
Yeah, I really like that 167.50 with the newer range that we've seen, those lows. And yeah, some nice premium there. We'll see where the week ends up.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I get assigned this time, I mean, last time I got assigned at 170 and we sold calls at 170. I think this time I'll sell calls above my assigned price. I believe that I'll sell it maybe at 173, 174 to take a little bit of the upside. And I know that usually we just sell at the assigned price and it worked really well. We collected a lot of premium here over the past few weeks trading Apple, but that's my thought right now.
Well, I like the forward planning, but week's not over yet.
Too early, I know. too early. Oh, little CS, buddy, CSIQ can't catch a break with higher interest rates. Solar industry overall is still moving lower. CSIQ is moving lower. Nothing for us to do considering a secondary exit commission, but of course, first we need to see if we are stabilizing at a lower level, and then we might consider that. So nothing at this point to do at CSIQ other than waiting if we hear discussions again around cutting interest rates. That is definitely something we were just talking about October, between October and December, when the yields were pulling back. Look at this. This is when we had this really nice run in CSIQ, which was, a 42% run up, 40% run up. So that's what we need again. So we'll see.
Exactly.
NEE. I mean, agreed. Look at NEE, our little buddy here yesterday having a great day. Today, just a little bit of a follow through, but I'll take it. And you mentioned it this morning when we were trading with our masterminds. We might be out of NEE here sooner than we initially thought.
Well, we've been in the trade longer than we initially
That's for sure.
But
for sure.
I agree.
But you see, especially recently, over the last few days, it has been pulling back. And this is where the question was, okay, are we now pulling back? Because we know, we talked about it, the 63 level is a significant level previously held as resistance, right? Then as support, now hopefully as support again. But it looked like a few days ago it might hold as resistance, but then a really nice bounce back from the lows here to the highs this morning. I mean, that's a nice 5% bounce. That's pretty good for NEE.
I agree. I think this is looking great considering the move in yields that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. So this minor pullback and getting back up there, I'm all for CSIQ breaking through those highs.
Right. Now, UPS, I heard that yesterday you draw the most beautiful trend line on UPS. Something like this?
I wanted a better angle. I wanted a better angle. But yes, now UPS will see that. It will be support, and it's just up, 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 and up from here.
I need my magic pen again, drawing arrows. The magic pen will be back tomorrow. The iPad is already charged to 4%. All right, let's talk about WTF positions. A lot going on the WTF analyzer here. We had quite a few. I mean, look at this. If we had taken all of the trades, we had 29 open WTF positions. So, I mean, pick and choose. Anything goes. We'll talk about our positions. Two new positions today, MAR and PCAR, so Marriott International and PACCAR, both super solid candidates. For us, we're kind of full with our six positions.
Yep. I like both of them, though.
Yeah, but also exits. I mean, we had some mastermind members trading CL, Colgate. And I mean, this was another nice winning trade here. So the entry was at 84.85.73. The exit this morning, I believe, was a little bit higher. It was like at 87 because we would exit right at the open. Same with Duke Energy, another nice winning trade if you took this. But let's take a look at our positions that we have on. And first up, ABBV, a great day for ABBV today.
Looking good. Yeah, might get an exit tomorrow.
And this is one where we also get a dividend payment of $1.55 because we were in the trade when it was ex-dividend date on April 12th. So a little bit longer trade. We see around 5 days. So this is a trade that has been going on for a little bit longer. But yeah, this might give us an exit signal tomorrow.
Looking good.
CCEP, a little bit up today, was up a little bit higher, pulling back. So we're down on this one. The entry signal 70.09 and right now trading at 66.47. So we'll see if we have another nice spike up here. Nothing to do. We are still in this trade. If you have missed this trade, if you want to get into this right now, it is open below entry. So definitely a possibility. CPRT, I believe both of us, we entered it yesterday. Does that sound right?
Yes.
All right.
You took it. I did not take it. You took it.
Yeah, 54.49, right now trading at 54.10. So right around there, not really moving a whole lot just yet. Fortinet, that was a trade that I took yesterday. You were already full. You took only the CPRT trade. I took the Fortinet FTNT and entered at 64.89, right now trading at 64.80, so down 9 cents. Too early to tell. We just got into this one.
Sure.
All right. Before we talk about these that we are both in, Ross Stores and AT&T, let's talk. You are in a couple of other ones, right? Which one are you in?
Disney.
All right. You enter Disney. I was full. Disney, nice. So entered at 112.82, right now trading at 114.20. Nicely up.
Yep.
Let's see if there's an exit signal coming up soon, but I bet you're happy with this one.
Yeah, that's working out nicely.
Good. Any other ones that you're in?
I got in CVS.
Oh, CVS? Okay. CVS. That's a trade. Oh, dividend payment coming up, possibly. Ex-dividend date on Friday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
Seems that you'll still be in the trade.
Yeah, I'll definitely still be in it. So there will be that dividend. We'll see the reaction on the ex date, but I'll take a dividend.
Sure. So down on this one, entry at 74, right now trading at 69 and something. So we'll see what happens there. Ross Stores. Ross today up a little bit, was higher. But overall, we are still down. Entry was at 140.14. Right now trading at 133.29. Our stop loss is at 131. So not stopped out yet. And we'll see what happens here if Ross Stores can also turn around.
Looks like we're starting to pause a little bit. So I think we're ready for a turnaround.
And then AT&T, super interesting here. So we entered at 16.77, right now trading at 16.16. So just down a few cents here. What is it, like 50 cents, 60 cents or something like this? So we'll see. We entered this after the dividend drop, and we'll see what happens here. So also looking for a nice little pop.
That's the plan.
Yeah. So as you can see, a lot going on here. And let's take a look of what's happening in the markets here for a moment. But before we do, I think it's time for a dad joke. All right. Come on. See, some people say that Thursday is a very depressing day. Well, if you think that this is true, just wait another 2 days. It will be a Saturday. Okay, no? Mm-hmm. Not, okay, maybe. All right. Okay.
I'm all for a dad joke.
But that didn't
but
work.
I prefer good ones.
All right, let me try another one.
No, I'll give you some credit.
How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep? A baby astronaut.
I don't know.
You rock it.
Okay.
Better, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys tell us, which one of the two was your favorite, if any, at all? Or none. That's okay. Just post it in the comments. Okay. Let's see you
and
right now.
A comment that says, I hate them and keep them coming is fair too.
It's fair too. It's like they were really bad. Have Mark tell dad jokes. His are so much better. I accept that.
I don't know about that.
I accept that. Okay. So markets right now, looking at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500. Right now we are almost 2 hours into trading and we are trading at session highs. Also, the NASDAQ has turned positive, up 0.6%, and the Dow also trading at session highs. So it seems that today, you mentioned it in the beginning, a little bit of buying is coming back into the markets.
Yeah, I would like to see that continue. And then I do think it will be interesting tomorrow to see if there's some continuation. Traders see this as a buy the dip situation or a little bit concerned going into the weekend. We know that next week's going to be a big one for earnings.
For sure. And then on Friday, the PCE index. All right. Hey, if you enjoy this and you enjoy our commentary on the markets and how we are trading it, give us a like. Really appreciate it. Feel free to share the video. There's a share button right underneath with anybody who can benefit from this. I mean, come for the market analysis and the trades. Stay for the dad jokes. Or not. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, well, congratulations. You made it to the end of the show right now. Here's what you can do. Subscribe right underneath there, because then you get a notification whenever we go live, which will be again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.